What gift of grace is Jesus my Redeemer? There is no more for heaven now to give. He is my joy, my righteousness and freedom, my steadfast love, my deep and boundless peace.
To this I hold, my hope is only Jesus, for my life is wholly bound to His. Oh, how strange and divine, I can sing, all is mine, yet not I, but through Christ in me.
The night is dark, but I am not forsaken, for by my side the Savior He will stay. I labor on in weakness and rejoicing, for in my need His power is displayed.
To this I hold, my Shepherd will defend me through the deep. Has been won, and I shall overcome, yet not I, but through Christ in me.
No fate I dread, I know I am forgiven. The future sure, the price it has been paid.
For Jesus bled and suffered for my pardon, and He was raised to overthrow the grave. To this I hold, my sin has been defeated. Jesus now chains are released, I can sing, I am free, yet not I, but through Christ in me.
With every breath, I long to follow Jesus, for He has said that He will bring me home. And day by day, I know He will renew me, until I stand with joy before the throne.
To this I hold, my hope is only Jesus. All the glory evermore to Him. When the race is complete, still my lips shall repeat, yet not I, but through Christ in me. To this I hold, my hope is only Jesus. All the glory evermore to Him. When the race is complete, still my lips shall repeat, yet not I, but through Christ in me. When the race is complete, still my lips shall repeat, not I, but through Christ in me. Yet not I, but through Christ in me.
Yet not I, but through Christ that's in me. Hallelujah. Over the last few Sundays, I've been preaching on Ezekiel 38 and 39 war. And already we are hearing reports, 5 huge shiploads of war material was sent down into the Middle East from Russia. So we know we are approaching that time when this is going to take place. They've gotten their heads together. They're going to do what the Bible says. That's one thing you can't sidestep. What the Bible predicts is going to come to pass, whether you like it or not. And Russia and Turkey and Iran, they're all in turmoil right now. Things are happening in strange ways. And we know that President Bush has brought his troops out of there. President Bush. He's gone. He's dead almost. Anyways, Saudi Arabia is not going to be in the battle of Ezekiel 38 and 39 war. That's one thing that has a lot of people wondering. They used to be enemies, now they've become friends. They're buying water from Israel. Israel is producing water out of the Mediterranean Sea by the millions of tons. So things are happening there. Will the rapture be before the Ezekiel 38 and 39 war? I don't know. The Bible says nobody knows the day or the hour, so he keeps us in the dark. But I personally believe we're right at some place where anything could go. Are we ready for that? Do we know the Lord? Are we ready for the Great Tribulation? The Great Tribulation is not far from here. It's coming to a time where we're seeing all these things coming to pass. The world is turning against God. The new religion is climate change being preached by young kids. It's unbelievable what's going on. The demonic realm is out in the open already. People are being tormented. During the tribulation, the terrible time, things that will happen will be beyond our imaginations. And we don't want to go through that. So the question is, will the church go through the tribulation? That is a question that is bombarding social media and YouTube. There are those who would lay down their heads and say, they're going through the tribulation. These who think that will lay down their heads. And there are those who say, no, we're not. We're going to be evacuated. I was listening to a guy by the name of Chuck Mueller. Anybody heard of him? Chuck Missler. Ever heard of Chuck Missler? He's gone to be with the Lord. A very incredible, sophisticated teacher. He doesn't leave you with an answer. You have to figure it out yourself. He'll lead you to a certain point and then say, now it's up to you. You decide what to believe. But he made one statement. Anybody who can read Revelations chapter 4 and 5 and does not believe that the church is going to be evacuated before the tribulation doesn't know how to read. And I thought, that is interesting. I've been teaching on that for years. What does Revelation chapter 4 and 5 mean? Chapter 6 in Revelation is when the first horse is sent out to ride over the world, the white horse. And then there's the red horse and the black horse and the gray horse. So things are going to happen in that way. But the question is, will we go through that time of terrible tribulation where God will say, this is the time, now we are going to determine what's going to happen. In Revelations chapter 3, I want to read you a scripture. Revelations chapter 3, that comes before Revelations chapter 4, right? Everybody agree with that? First comes 1, 2, 3, then 4 and 5. So in Revelations chapter 3, God is admonishing the churches. So put on Revelations chapter 3 in verse 10. Because you have kept the word of my patience, I will keep ye from the hour of temptation, which shall come upon all the world to try them that dwell upon the earth. Who's the one that keeps the word of God? Those that have accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. He said, if you who have kept the word of my patience, I will also keep you from that hour. Not keep you through there, but keep you from it. He'll take us out. So today I will teach you from chapter 4 and 5 how this is going to take place. But before I get into this message, let's rise and ask the Lord for blessing. Heavenly Father, I thank you for your grace. I thank you for the word of God. I thank you that we can depend on it and not to worry. We know these things are shaping up that you talked about in your word. But Lord, we also know what is going to happen. We thank you for that in Jesus' name. Amen. So where do we stand at this time? We're on the precipice, I guess that's the word to use, of going into the tribulation, the Ezekiel 38 and 39 war, or the rapture. Something's going to happen shortly. We can see the signs of the times. California is burning to the ground. Earthquakes all over the world. They don't even report them anymore. We see the rioting in the streets everywhere. The governments don't know what to do anymore. We would be in a one-world government already if Donald Trump wouldn't have come on the scene. So God has given us at least 4 more years of grace. We're going to see an incredible move of God before the great beaming up. It's called Beam Me Up, Scotty. Anybody knows that movie? God is going to beam us up out of here. Before that happens, there's going to be an incredible move of God. And the Bible teaches there's also going to be gross darkness. People are going to turn away from God. Their minds and hearts will be filled with confusion. You can see it with the transgender organizations. You can see it with the homosexuality. You can see it in the climate change things. You can also see it when you watch what's happening behind the scenes. They're breeding animals and humans together. They're going to produce hybrids just like they did in the old days. Unbelievable stuff is taking place. The food chain has been basically destroyed to the point where there's nothing healthy anymore to eat. So people are trying to be vegans. They're trying this. They're trying this diet and that diet. I'm going to tell you something. Pray over it and your diet is going to be healthy. Hallelujah. Regardless what it is. Anyways, in Revelations chapter 4, right after God finishes talking to the churches, he says this, after this I look, and behold, a door was open in heaven. And the first voice which I heard was as it were a trumpet talking with me, which said, come up hither, and I will show things which must be hereafter. immediately I was in the spirit, and behold, the throne was set in heaven, and one sat on the throne. So right after God is finished with the churches, he says to John, come up hither. And this is what's going to happen to the churches. One of these days, we're going to hear a voice saying, come up hither. And then we're going to see from John's point of view what's going to happen on this planet. For those of you who want to know already, all you have to do is read the rest of Revelations, chapter 6, all the way to the end. We will see what John saw, but we will understand it. John didn't quite understand what these things were in the way he described them. And then in Revelation chapter 4, verse 4, it tells us, and round about the throne were 24 seats, and upon the seats I saw 24 elders sitting, clothed in white raiment, and they had on their heads crowns of gold. That represents the church in the Old Testament saints. We're going to be in heaven. We're going to have crowns of gold. So what happens next in Revelation chapter 4 in verse 6? And before the throne there was a sea of glass. I want you to pay attention to that one. Around the throne there was a sea of glass, crystal, like unto crystal. And in the midst of the throne and round about the throne were four beasts full of eyes behind and before. They were creatures. They're angels guarding the throne. And we can see a wide expanse of glass, a sea of glass before the throne. So John is seeing that, all that, and he's wondering what's going to happen next. And before the tribulation starts, there's a ceremony that takes place in heaven. The question is asked, who is worthy to start the kickoff of the great tribulation? There was only one person worthy, and we're going to read about him. And I saw in Revelation chapter 5 in verse 1 and 2, and I saw in the right hand of him that sat on the throne a book written within, and on the back side sealed with seven seals. And I saw a strong angel proclaiming with a loud voice, who is worthy to open the book and to loosen the seals thereof? So the question is asked, who's gonna have the key to start all of this? Remember, the Great Tribulation is a time of 7 years of horror. The Bible teaches us that God is going to pour out his wrath. I was listening to a preacher by the name of Billy Crone the other day, and he said in the first 3.5 years, 2 billion people are going to be annihilated on this planet. 2 billion. We got 7 or 8 billion now. That's going to be a third of the world is going to be destroyed in the first 3.5 years. Unbelievable. But who's going to kick that off? Let's see. No man in heaven nor in earth, neither under the earth, was able to open the book, neither to look thereon. And I wept much, because no man was found worthy to open and to read the book, neither to look therein. And one of the elders said unto me, weep not. Behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, has prevailed to open the book and to loosen the seven seals thereof. So we found somebody who's worthy to do that. He's the creator of the universe. With one word, he created heavens and the earth. With one word. How did he redeem us? By his blood. He didn't say a word, you are redeemed. No, through the fire of affliction, That one redeemed us by his blood. So you see how important we are to him. The world, the earth, the universe, the animals, he created with a word. The human being, he took his time. He made them. He fashioned them. He breathed his breath into them. From that time on, every human being has a part of God in him. The Bible teaches us, what does it gain a person to gain the whole world but lose his soul? There's a part of him that'll go back to God if he doesn't turn to Jesus. And this champion is the Lord Jesus Christ. And he's going to open the book. It says in Revelation chapter 5 in verse 6, "And behold, and lo, in the midst of the throne and of the four beasts and in the midst of the elders stood a lamb, as it had been slain, having seven horns, seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God, sent forth into all the earth. And he came and took the book out of the right hand of him that sat upon the throne." So now he's taking the book out of the hand of God Almighty who sits on the throne. I would love to see that one taking place. I have talked to people, and I kid you not, I wanted to pray for a person who was sick. And he said, "No, I don't want you to pray for me because there's no such a thing as the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Jesus is in heaven and he can't heal me. He's up in heaven." Can you imagine not believing in the Trinity? They only believe it's only Jesus. But here it says, the Lamb of God took the book out of the right hand of him that sat upon the throne. So that makes two people, two guys there. And the third one is the Holy Spirit. So there we are. We got that settled. If somebody asks you to pray for him, tell them the Holy Spirit is here. He's right here with us, and he wants to help. In Revelation chapter 5 in verse 8, listen to this. "And when he took the book, the four beasts and the 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, having every one of them harps and golden vials full of odors, which are the prayers of the saints. And they sang a new song, saying, Thou art worthy to take the book, to open the seal thereof, for thou wast slain and has redeemed us to God by thy blood out of every kindred, tongue, people, and nation, and has made us unto our God kings and priests, and we shall reign on the earth." So now we're seeing something happening in Revelation chapter 5. Something's happening around the throne. There's millions of people all starting to sing that song. In Revelation chapter 5 in verse 11, "Behold, I heard the voice of many angels round about the throne, the beast and the elders. The number of them were 10,000 times 10,000 and thousands of thousands." That's a number that you can't number. "Saying with a loud voice, Worthy is the Lamb which has slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing." Here we see something. The sea of glass all of a sudden fills up with a humongous, with innumerable people. Millions of people are all of a sudden gathered into the presence of God just before chapter 6 starts. Who are those millions and millions of people? They're the ones that sing that song. "Thou art worthy to take the book, to open the seals thereof, for thou wast slain and hast redeemed us to God by thy blood out of every kindred, tongue, people, and nation. Who are those people that are now all of a sudden in the presence of God in this split second, the sea of glass filled up? Who are those people? Who is qualified to sing, "Thou art worthy, for you have redeemed us to God by thy blood"? It's not the angels. No, the angels do not qualify to sing that song. There's only a certain type of beings that can sing that song, and that is the bride of Christ, the ones that are sitting here, redeemed by the precious blood of Jesus. We alone are worthy to sing that song. Isn't it awesome? Are we ready for that? Jesus could come at any moment, and it'll be over in a split second. The Bible teaches us we shall not all die, but we shall be changed in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye. The dead in Christ shall rise first, and we which are alive and remain shall be changed. Hallelujah. We're going to have a physical body that's going to be able to eat and drink. We're going to be able to run and play. We're going to be able to work. We're going to be able to touch one another, embrace one another with this new body. And you know what? It's going to last forever and ever. And with that new body, we're going to glorify God in heaven just before the great tribulation begins. I want you to spend a little time to study what's going on in the Middle East. I want you to spend a little time to study what's going on down south. Things aren't like they used to be. Things have changed drastically in the last 5 years. We are at the point where Jesus could say, "Come up hither." Are we ready for that? How do we get ready? Jesus died on the cross for us. He became sin for us who knew no sin, that we might become the righteousness of God in him. The question will be asked, can somebody fall away once he's born again by the Spirit of God? Can you fall away from being your father's son? No, once you're born into your family forever, you belong to them. You got their DNA. You belong to that household. Once I am born again, I got a new DNA. I am a new creation in Christ Jesus. I got the DNA of Jesus within me, never ever to be separated again from the love of God, because I have become part of the family of God. So if there's anybody here who doesn't quite believe it, believe what the Word says. How do you get into heaven? It is simple. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. You don't have to go to church. You don't even have to read your Bible, even though it helps to read to get to know. The Bible says, study, show yourself that you are approved of God. It's not studying to prove that you love God. It's to study so that you can show yourself that God loves you. You're approved of him. Once you accept his sacrifice, his salvation, then you did the will of God. The rest God is going to take care of. Don't worry about it too much, because we are fast running out of time. So let the Lord open your heart to this. Jesus is coming back, and it's going to be over just like this. And this thing is going to happen as sure as I'm standing here. So let the Lord open your heart and make you a blessing. Amen.
High upon
mountain from where he ascended. An angel of the Lord declared that it would be. He said, don't you stand there grieving for the one that you see leaving. In like manner's coming back for you and me. And I believe he's coming back like he said. And I believe that a trumpet's gonna sound so loud, one day it'll wake the dead. In the twinkling of an eye, he'll split the eastern sky. And I believe he's coming back like he said. I believe the time is nearing. We'll soon see his appearing. This could be the hour, or this could be the day, when the saints from every nation will lose their gravitation in the middle of the air, be caught away. And I believe he's coming back like he said. And I believe that a trumpet's gonna sound so loud, one day it'll wake the dead. Twinkling of an eye, he'll split the eastern sky. And I believe he's coming back like he said. In the twinkling of an eye, he'll split the eastern sky. And I believe